A murder trial is pending in the nearly two-year-old case of Richmond Hill resident Elnaz Hajtamiri, who was violently abducted from a home in Wasaga Beach and has not been seen since. Mohamed Lilo, a former boyfriend of Hajtamiri's, has been charged with the murder of Hajtamiri. He was first arrested in July 2022 and charged with kidnapping. The Crown attorney charged Lilo, by way of direct indictment, with first-degree murder in November of this year. Lilo was in court today for pre-trial proceedings as the Crown, courts, and defense works to coordinate a trial. The content of the pre-trial is protected by a publication ban. The matter was adjourned after a brief appearance today and the next court appearance is scheduled for January 18. No trial dates are set yet. The charges against Lilo have not been proven in court. Elnaz Hajtamiri was abducted on January 12, 2022 around 8:30 p.m. from a Trailwood Place home where she was staying. Police say Hajtamiri was snatched by people dressed in fake police gear. They stuffed her into a white Lexus RX SUV and fled. A couple of weeks before that, on December 20, 2021, Hajtamiri was attacked and struck with a frying pan in her underground parking garage on King William Crescent in Richmond Hill, near Yonge Street and Bantry Avenue. She suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police have since arrested several people in connection with her disappearance and the violent assault of Hajtamiri in Richmond Hill. The Ontario Provincial Police have said their investigation into Hajtamiri's abduction remains active and ongoing. There is a $100,000 reward, a joint offering from the OPP and York Regional Police, available for anyone with information that leads police to find Hajtamiri. A statement released on behalf of Hajtamiri's family soon after the murder charge indicates her family's hope is shattered. We are both devastated by this elevated charge of murder and confident that justice will be served fully in the name of our beautiful Elnaz, reads the family's statement. We are thankful to the Canadian police, especially the members of the OPP and the YRP for working tirelessly during the past 2 years to bring answers to Elnaz's family.